Good afternoon, everyone. This is Susan Bussey, Senior Vice President of Housing, with a brief Wolk update. I'm leaving off Summit today because Wolk is our focus for today. So for the update, we currently have 13 residents who have tested positive for COVID out of a total of 71 residents residing on the Wolk campus. I've received several questions about the recent uptick in COVID cases. So I just want to make sure you're all aware that at JSL, we make decisions about testing, COVID testing, on guidance based from the CDC, the New York State Department of Health, and the Monroe County Health Department. In discussion with our leadership, our chief medical officer, and infection prevention specialist. So the decisions are made based on community transmission rates, risk to residents, visitors, staff, and so on. So fortunately, when individuals are up to date with all their CDC recommended vaccines, like all of our residents are because they have received the vaccine, the risk of serious disease, including hospitalization, is very small. The vast majority of JSL residents are up to date with their vaccines, and we strongly recommend that visitors are up to date as well. So I received several questions from family members. Are you seeing an escalation in COVID cases, or are we starting to see a decline in new cases? So right now, we were escalating. I'm not quite sure when we'll peak. It may be now, it may be in a couple days, but we are certainly making sure that our residents are safe and well, and the residents who need to be isolated for 7 to 10 days are, and we are checking on our residents regularly to make sure that they're comfortable. So when the resident passes the 7 days, if they still have symptoms, we'll go to day 10, but after day 10, the residents are considered recovered. So another question was, can residents from Summit or Wolk, go into the other building? So if a Wolk resident can go to Summit or Summit go to Wolk, and we are discouraging that at this point for now. It doesn't mean that it will be forever. It will just be temporary. But for now, we'll just have the Summit residents stay at the Summit and the Wolk residents stay at Wolk. What are we doing to keep residents safe from COVID? So we are sanitizing surfaces regularly throughout the day. So we have, a cleaning product that we use in the dining rooms, that we use in all of our common areas at Wolk Manor and at the lodge. Our staff also have spray guns that sanitize as well. So we spray all the surfaces with our spray materials, and we do that throughout the day. It isn't just one and done. It's several times throughout the day. We're encouraging family members to not visit those who are quarantined. We won't stop you from visiting, but it's probably a good idea for the next few days or so to not visit those in quarantine. We can certainly set up some FaceTime with family members to have communication, but we just want to make sure that visitors aren't bringing in COVID and that residents are able to recover. Just a reminder that since everyone is vaccinated, it does help overall that our cases should be less severe because of all the vaccines. So We're happy about that. Community rate has dropped significantly in this general area, so hopefully the rate will drop on our campus. And we are completing mass testing today. So actually it's completed. Most of our residents have had cold-like symptoms, light cold, like, you know, very light, not like symptoms were at the beginning of COVID where people were very ill. This is more like a, just like a runny nose, that type of thing. So we thank you for your patience and we'll inform you when we are able to provide guest dining opportunities at Wilk, and we're not quite ready. And speaking of dining, so we, you know, in an effort to stop the spread of COVID, in both of our dining rooms at Wilk Manor, we have replaced, we have reset the tables with the dividers, the clear plastic dividers, so that residents, you know, have a barrier in front of them. They can still hear. Sometimes it's a little bit hard to hear, but they can still hear and see each other while they're eating, while they're dining. But it just adds another layer of protection. And then the other thing that we are doing too is to have two seatings per meal, so that there are less people in the dining room, which is very helpful too. Another question from a family member was, what's our policy on visitors wearing face masks while visiting at Wilk Manor? And that is, you should be wearing a face mask at all times. Even if you're in your mother or father's apartment, you should be wearing it because we want to protect you and we want to protect our residents. So please wear them. And we have face masks at our front desk. You're welcome to grab one when you come in, but please wear it. So I just want to reiterate to everyone that, you know, the summit recently had a COVID outbreak. It was not a huge one, but it was significant enough to talk about. And basically, the residents had cold-like symptoms, and they all seem to recover within 7 to 10 days on the nose. And, you know, they were runny nose symptoms, that type of thing. So, you know, hopefully this is what we'll experience right now with Wilk Manor, the light symptoms and, you know, it only lasting 7 to 10 days. So that's what we're hoping for. If you have any questions about anything that I've just spoke about, please, you know, give me a call or email me. I'm happy to answer your questions. And I thank you all for joining me today. Have a good day.